Greetings, lovely listeners. I'm recording this podcast today in my car waiting for my daughter to get out of middle school. So if you have a little bit of rumble in the background, it's my car that still needs to run, blasting my air conditioning because I think we're at 98 degrees Fahrenheit here in Texas right now. So let's dive in. This episode, as you know, I base every single podcast on what unfolds in my life on a day-to-day basis as a medium, as a mom, as a medium, as a teacher. And today I want to talk about to you teachers out there that are running Circle and programs. You know, and maybe even those of you that are in a program currently, and this topic is something that you need to hear, but it's the topic of not being left behind in a mentorship. Now, let me explain to you what happened in my program recently, as in the past few weeks. I noticed that a few students, actually a few of my advanced students, year threes, were maybe having some issues landing contacts. I mean, they were. And I had just switched up my group of 15. I've got 15 in my advanced program, years three, four, or five. And they were in a large group together. And I just felt that their mediumship, well, it wasn't moving and flowing and even deepening, improving how it had been when I had had them separated into smaller groups of six students, 5 to 6 students. And so I took them out of the large group and I dissected them into three. And I'm so glad I did, because in this dissection and formation of three smaller groups now, actually of 5 students each, I was really able to see them work back on that intimate level that the year ones and twos receive when they start the program. And I formed their larger group because, to be honest, I didn't know if I'd have the time to teach 3 more groups a month. And I thought it would be okay. I thought they were at a point where they would be working on their mediumship on their own and it would improve regardless of what life had to, you know, keep in store. And I just found that keeping them in this large group for the whole year, right, made things a little stagnant. And you know what? It wasn't just stagnation in their mediumship development and growth. It was still there. It was still great, but there wasn't any movement, you see. So I felt that too as a teacher. So I thought, you know what, we need to get back to the intimacy for a little bit. So we'd done 6 months of this large group setting with my advanced students, and I was really guided to dissect them up into the three. And when I did this, I was able to watch them work, you know, one-on-one every class twice and to see where they were at. And in doing this, I was able to get a feel of their different comfort levels with their mediumship and their expression and how they were feeling with it. And I knew that I needed to make a few changes. And essentially what I did was I pulled out 2 students and took them to one-on-one. Let me clarify that. I pulled out 2 students from the class, the small group setting, and I'm now going to work with them for the rest of 2025 on a one-to-one basis, because, and this is my point for you listeners, because I care about my students. At the heart of everything I do for them as a mentor is wanting their mediumship to succeed. Success in mediumship to me looks like it's being used and it's not dropping. The medium is feeling good about it and we're having a good relationship working on improving it. And sometimes that's not there. It doesn't happen a lot in my program. I'm constantly shifting and evolving my curriculum, my classes. You know, I'm keeping it fresh is what I like to say. But sometimes some mediums fall behind. And I don't even want to say that, but I don't want them to actually, sometimes mediums feel like they are falling behind. Feel like they, for whatever reason, internally, class comparison, their peers they've studied with for 3 years, sometimes they just feel like it's not landing as well as their classmates are bringing in class. Their mediumship, their progression, the relationship I have with them. And so sometimes I just need to give a little bit more love into my students. I choose to do this. I don't want to leave a medium behind. I don't want them to leave my program. And it's not that I need the numbers. Numbers are great. Tuition payments are great. Of course they are. This is my job, but it's my life and I love it. But essentially, at the heart of it, when I see a student who's in their third year, I'm not going to, all the hard work they've done, all the amazing contacts and the service they've provided to the community with my program and myself, I'm not going to let that fall if I can help it. And so that's why I'm calling this podcast No Medium Left Behind, because I think, and this is what I want you listeners to get from this, I think a good mentor, now teacher is different from mentor, and I'll explain that here in a second. I think a good mentor makes the effort to connect with their students and give them that support to ensure they are a success with their mediumship, feeling good about it, working with it, expressing it, and sharing it with people. And I think that's my job. And I think a mentor, you know, it's more personal than a teacher. What's the difference between a teacher and a mentor? Well, a teacher teaches a standard, a set, a syllabus, a formed curriculum that is a set way that a lot of other teachers could teach. But the difference between that, a teacher and a mentor, is that a mentor does teach a standard of some sort, but it's personal. What you learn is personal to the mentor's journey and their mediumship and what they are bringing you and have grown in themselves as a medium in their lifetime and what they want to bring to you from that to teach you now as a medium. So mentorship should be very personal. And, you know, if you're in a mentorship and you've got 25 students in your class, I do not agree that that should be called a mentorship. Are you able to message your teacher and get a response within a few days? Are you able to feel like, do you feel like you have a place to express when the going gets tough as a developing medium? Because we all know that happens a lot. We struggle. The first few years are hard. They're brutal sometimes. And do you feel like you can speak to your mentor about this? You know, are you in a program where the I don't even want to say mentor, the teacher has 100 students? Can you feel like that there is a connection with that teacher and that you can speak to them and get a response and express yourself? And do you feel supported? And I just want to pop on and talk about this because you have every right and you deserve to have that as a year one or year two medium. And even as in my situations I'm talking about right now, as a year three or four or five. And maybe some of you out there listening are too afraid to reach out to your teacher, mentor. Maybe you don't want to seem weak. Maybe you feel like you don't want to bother them or whatever. You're paying them the tuition. Message them. They should be offering that open communication channel, or at least a space at, you know, where you can schedule a time to chat with them. I know of a very loved and successful medium who, when I thought this was really wonderful that he did this, he always had availability to book a, and I forget what he called them. It wasn't, you know, a session with him via Zoom to improve your mediumship. It was a session if you had things going on personally. And he made that very clear. He's like, you can schedule. It was for the students who needed to express. It's actually something I learned about his program. And to be honest, I didn't copy it, but what I did was say, you know what, that's a good idea, except I'm going to make, this is how I changed it a little bit, I'm going to make it a point for my year ones to have a 30-minute session with me every 6 months to check in on them. And they know they have that. And so I did kind of borrow that idea of creating a Zoom intimate session with students outside of the classroom. Of course, I make my year ones do it. I want them to do it. It's optional, but, you know, they all choose to schedule it to check in. And we talk about them. But my students also know. So anyway, I loved that from that program I was in for a year. But my students know that they can always message me. And if you don't feel that way with your mentor and you feel like you're slipping in whatever way, feeling a part of the class with your mediumship or with your relationship with the mentor, you need to express that. Okay? And the mentor or the teacher needs to address your expression. And you have every right to that. I think that's why this problem of this no communication, you know, and it's both ways. It's the student not initiating it for whatever reason, and the teacher maybe or mentor not putting it out there that they are open to receiving that, maybe just not even offering it. I think that this lack of communication is a big reason why we lose a lot of year ones in development. And, you know, with my program, if I'm ever wearing thin, right, I know I can lean on my year fours. I know I can lean on them. And I've partnered them up with year ones who I know are feeling left behind. And that's inevitable. You know, it's kind of like, okay, it's kind of like if I were to tell my students, okay, y'all, we're going to jog a mile on the beach. Do they all run at exactly an equal line, you know, alongside each other? No, there is a person who finishes last. And that, it's just they still make it. They still do it. They still learn. They still grind and run and push and endure and get that workout in. But there's always going to be someone who, you know, finishes last in the classroom, and it shouldn't make them want to not go for that run on the beach anymore, you know? And I think that if you're not in a program that doesn't support that, it might be a good idea. And you're suffering, and you are suffering with this, and you're feeling like you're not a part, or you're not keeping up, or you want to just deepen that relationship with your mentor, then, you know, maybe it's a good time that you look elsewhere. But you know what? Try talking to that mentor or teacher first, because I think, you know, students sometimes they just don't feel like they can express it, but try. You know, because and this is my opinion, listeners, we need as many people in these development programs as possible. If I could wave a magic wand, I'd put everyone in a mentorship. And I would, I think everyone does need to do it. And I would put everyone in a mentorship, and I would make them develop their mediumship, but that's just me. And so I'm titling this podcast No Medium Left Behind, because I don't think anyone should, I don't think it has to happen. I think we can do things to support these young, delicate year ones, and even the advanced students who have those bumps and need to feel more supported, I think we need to cut those numbers down. And I think we can do something about it. So if you're a student listening, take a step back, evaluate how you're feeling. How are you feeling in your current program? And if you're a teacher or mentor out there, take a step back and ask yourself, do I create an open communication pathway with my students? Or are you one of those teachers out there that has nothing to do with your mentees? You show up for the class, don't even run a circle, and then just show up the next month for them. And honestly, if you are teaching that way and you're working with these young mediums, they're going to want more. They're going to want more. So I asked you to kindly consider maybe some more options. I've seen it all. Anyways, listeners, I hope that this podcast brings some awareness in this area for you, maybe a friend who's developing close to you, your current mentors or teachers, and also where you've been with all this. Talk to you next time.